You're listening to KNKX. President Donald Trump is indefinitely barring new transgender recruits from joining the armed forces. He's also ordering his defense secretary to evaluate whether already enlisted transgender troops should continue serving. That creates uncertainty for a group of service members who say they were just getting used to greater acceptance in the military. 88.5's Will James reports.
Jennifer Peace is an Army captain at Joint Base Lewis-McChord here in Washington.
I've been in the military, it'll be 13 years in January. I've had two combat deployments, one to Iraq, one to Afghanistan.
She began medically transitioning to female in 2014, and she remembers the day about a year ago when the Obama administration announced that transgender troops could serve openly.
And at that point, I felt secure in my career, that the things that I'd always hoped for, that I would be treated like every other soldier, and that I would be judge based solely on my performance, that we had achieved that.
But she says with this new policy, that optimism has turned to anxiety. Peace knows of about 15 other transgender troops at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The total number nationwide is estimated to be in the thousands.
We have people who are trying to make decisions about their lives. And then we have people who are currently deployed to a combat zone saying, what does this mean for me? Do I have to leave combat zone? Do I have to sort of abandon my fellow service members, my battle buddies here?
Plus, to her, it feels like an implication that transgender troops are less able to do their jobs.
My knowledge and my experience tells me that being transgender has no impact on your ability to perform your mission and to deploy.
Peace isn't planning for a life outside the Army. She says thinking about that feels like defeat. She doesn't know if she'll be part of the Trump administration's planned troop surge in Afghanistan, but she says she's ready to go if called upon. Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On KNKX.org and NPR One.